OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? How is your girl, Sweet Tea, the top girl? This is your girl, Sweet Tea. I'll let your girl, like I said, around this time. But, excuse me, I got something in my throat. I just want to take time out to thank everyone who's listening this evening. Like I always say, around this time, once again, you could have been doing something else, but you took time out to listen to your girl, and I appreciate that. Much love. this evening, I'm talking about would you ever date anyone handicapped. And, you know, I have my girl, Sweet Tea. Mocha D women, but I'm going to bring her on in a minute. But I just want to just let the listeners know the reason why I'm having this conversation, because it's a lot of things that we could talk about. But, you know me, I think outside the box and things that people probably wouldn't even think of, dream of talking about. But the reason why I'm having this topic, because I know I was talking to Mocha D about, you know, handicapped people and everything. But I was hesitating for doing the show, but then it was very interesting when I went to go get my daughter from school, and I used to wait for her, like, in the park when she get out, and I seen this guy. He was just limping, and he was working out, you know, just working and running and limping. So, you know, he wound up coming over there towards me, and, I'm a people person. I said, how you doing? He was like, fine, and I told him my name, and he told me his name, and I was like, you know, you work out here a lot. He's like, yeah, he's trying to lose some weight. And then I was like, okay. So I said, maybe you need to come up here sometimes with your wife. And he's like, he don't have one. I said, what about your girlfriend? He's like, no. And then, you know, me little sister, what about your man? And he started laughing. He's like, well, I don't go that route. So he's like, besides, somebody won't want me. I said, why would you say that? He was like, because I'm handicapped. And there's a lot of girls I try to get with, you know, they don't want to deal with handicapped people. And I was like, well, that's not true. And he was like, well, tell you the truth, I gave up on dating. I don't mind being alone. I live with my mom. And I was like, what's that got to do with you going out just going on dates? He's like, because nobody won't want me. So basically, you know, my whole point is, after he left off, I'm sitting there thinking, saying to myself, he say he's okay with being alone. And at first I agreed with him because he was talking fast, you know. And then I thought about it and said, nobody likes to be alone. Maybe he just accept his situation that nobody will ever want him again because he's handicapped, that he probably got used to being alone. But nobody, I don't really think nobody ever want to be alone. So that's my, this is the reason why I want to have this talk show this evening, because, you know, and we joke a lot and everything, at least I do on the show, but this is a sensitive topic. And, you know, I'm not trying to make this the evening depressing or anything, because we are going to get our little jokes in, little sissy humor, you know, but we're going to keep it clean on the show, you know, no foul mouth and all that stuff, you know. But I just wanted to have this talk show because, you know, a lot of people ask me when I date a handicapped person. And I said, yes, but it would be a flip side to it. I wouldn't want to meet someone handicapped and then, well, he want to date me if I really don't like him, but it's not because he's handicapped, you know. But the reason why I said, yeah, because if I was in a situation, married or just with my man, I'm in love with him and love all that good stuff, and he wound up getting hurt or losing an arm or a leg or whatever you want to call it, I think I would stay with him because I would love him unconditionally. So, yeah, I could, like I said, I could see myself dating a handicapped person, but at the same time, it is kind of probably hard for some handicapped people to get a date because, like I said, I don't think I will, you know, want to go that route, like, with that person, because I don't know if I'll be making that person uncomfortable or that person be making me uncomfortable, but I will take care of my man if I was in the situation that he had to be handicapped. So I just want to, you know, let you know the reason why that I'm having this conversation this evening. It's my girl Mocha D with me.
Mocha D is in the building. What's up, sweet Sassy T?
What's up, Mocha D?
Girl, you know, what a conversation tonight. What a topic tonight. You know what? I'm walking around, I don't know, most of the people that's in California. I know we all over the world, but I'm out here in Burlington Coat Factory at Ontario Mills trying to spend some money and everything. I'm buying you something, sweet Sassy T.
You deserve it. Make sure you pick me up something.
Is that kind of me?
No, that's just me.
Oh, that's what I said. I'm buying you something.
Oh, you buying me something. Wow, okay. Well, you know what? You better not be playing with me.
Oh, no. I'm buying you something. I'm buying Carla something, too. Don't hurry. Everybody don't be. Happy birthday, Carla B, if you're anywhere out there.
So, well, I can't when would I be getting this gift?
Well, you know, Friday, I'm thinking we can get together and do something, you know, Friday. It'll be nice. We haven't, you know,
well,
been
we'll see, because you know me. If I say
Friday.
I'm going to do something. Okay, we'll see, because you know me. If I say I'm going to do something with you, I usually show up. So we don't see.
I'm in the jewelry section. Last time I bought three sacks of pieces of jewelry, by the time she made it home, it was broke all the
Well, don't buy me no jewelry. Just buy me like a something that I could wear.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the jewelry right now. But anyway, back to the lecture, back to the topic, you
right.
know.
So, you know, I know you was listening to the topic and everything, and I wanted to, you know, you going to be my sidekick for this evening. We going to have a little fun with it, and we probably get a little sensitive. Who knows with your personality. But I just wanted to just know, what do you, you know, I know we talked about this before, and And you know, me and you, we didn't agree on a lot of things we were talking about, because you were saying that you wouldn't date nobody if he had one eye. That's what you were saying?
Well, you know, I just need him to, you know, it's bad enough men don't hardly see everything anyway, you know. So I'd like for him to at least. Now, I'm just, you know what, I'm going to respect the fact that you said that this is a serious topic and you want to have a serious show. And, you know, I joke around. But honestly, and I know that.
What
you
I mean
know,
by a clear topic, like, I don't want nobody cursing and all that, but you can speak your mind.
Okay, well, honestly, though, seriously, too fast to think. I would have to really marinate. It all depends on what the handicap is. It all depends on what it is. That's just the bottom line. Because and let's just keep it real. It all depends on what it is, because we're used to having a man complete as they can be anyway, which is not always enough for me. You know, me and
so basically you said you
always,
won't.
You know, I wouldn't have so many things missing. So, I'm trying to say that it all depends on what he is missing. What is he handicapped in? Because I know people right now, they got handicapped stickers, and they know they need to knock it off, you know. Now, if he's got some kind of physical handicap or mental handicap, is he mentally? You know what I mean? That's important. What kind of handicap does he have?
I mean, it matter? So, it has to be a special handicapped person for you to date?
Well, you know what? I would like for them to have all their limbs, but if they don't have all their limbs, it all depends on what limb is missing. Now, do you have both of your arms? Because I like to be held tight. I like your man to just wrap his arms around me, and not just with one half a hug, you know. I like a complete hug, so I'm going to take that into consideration. That's something I probably couldn't do. If he got one leg, I could probably work with a one-legged man. I could. Why? Because if we have to get on a foot chase and try to come after me, I'm going to win, Tina. I ain't right. No, but seriously, I could deal with the one leg because the technology is so great today. Where a one-legged man, well, even a one-armed man.
Well, what about the arm then?
Well, that's what I'm saying. A one-armed man, the technology ain't that cool. I don't even want the robot-type man. But the one-legged man, he can do, pick out some good stuff. I don't know. I only know about the one. I don't know about the legs. Now, I ain't seen no one-armed man moving like that. You know, I don't like that million-dollar man-type movement with the arm. But the one-legged man, I think I can deal with the one-legged man. The one-eyed man, they got some cool little patches. I might deal with the one-eyed man, but straight up being with a blind man, Teresa, I mean, I don't think I want to do the blind man. I would feel compassion for him, and it's a lot of work with. It's a lot of work with that. What about a deaf man? Can you deal with the deaf man? A man that can't hear?
I think I could if I knew how to speak the sign language. That sounds like you got to go through a lot of school work to be with a man like because
I'm going to tell you something. I was at the store yesterday, and I seen the whole family. It was the husband and the wife. They were both giving each other sign language. They had a daughter. She just screaming to the top of her head. And they not paying, of course, no attention because they can't hear her. She was just screaming. Yeah, and I mean, it could be a problem. It could be a problem.
Wow.
She's just screaming and everything. I'm telling you the truth. They ain't heard nothing she was saying, and I just went over there and tapped the man on the shoulder, only because he was close to me. You know what I mean? I mean, I could tap the mom, but I tapped the guy on the shoulder, and I pointed over there and looked at her, and she had just tears in her face, and he went over there, and he started doing the little sign thing. Well, I'm like, this is disturbing. This is disturbing right here.
Why
you know
is disturbing,
I mean? Monkey?
Why? Why is she disturbing? You are so fucking ill.
I'm wondering if we should pass a law that deaf people shouldn't have kids. Now, let me stop. I had this show.
Oh.
People be talking about us on Valentine's Day. No. But
no,
seriously,
I'm talking about me because everybody
knows it's coming out of Mother Beast's mouth. No,
right.
Seriously, is it fair to have children when you know you cannot hear? I'm sorry, America. I'm just asking a question. Is it fair to have children when you know you can't hear or even see?
Yeah, and
now,
you know what?
You know what I mean?
Right. And
I,
Well, I don't agree with it. I mean, because I look at it like this. If they was both deaf, that's why I say there's love out there for everybody. And they made a baby out of love, and it is what it is.
Right.
She can carry kids, so why not have her kid? So, I mean, I just don't understand why they didn't hear the baby crying by looking at the face expression.
They wasn't even looking at the baby. They was in the back. They had the trunk open. They was in the back putting groceries inside the trunk. And they talking to each other, arguing about the groceries in their way. I'm looking at them like, this is seriously, not only is you dysfunctional, you was...
Wait, hold that thought, Monkey D. Hold that thought. I got my girl, Carla B, want to ask me a question. What's up, Carla B?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Carla B?
A couple things. Listen to the show, and my mouth is just open. Question for you guys, and this is going to be directly to whoever wants to answer it. So you guys are talking about being in a relationship with a handicapped guy, and I know you're the handicapped, you guys, is, I guess it's wide, you know, mental disabilities as well as, you know, body parts maybe being disabled in some way. But what do you say about, I mean, if you're in an everyday relationship, and I'm just going to put it out there with black men, those relationships are kind of like handicapped in a certain way, because I think every
that's what I said.
I just feel like every and I'm sorry, I'm stereotyping black men because I've just been around a lot of black men, and they all have some kind of issues. So those issues can be known or seen as a disability
handicap.
Of sorts. Yeah, a disability of sorts. So I think that if you're talking about, you know, the disabled in that way, you can revert back to that. And I know
that's not your show topic.
I mean, that's how a person perceives it. So it could be that also.
And what's the handicap in?
It could be being around a black man.
Can you break it down?
Yeah, it could be in my opinion, as far as certain handicaps, is the way they deal with day-to-day life decisions. A lot of them can't even cope or even function properly. So, you know, and they're doing things in a different fashion. So that could be some kind of disability as well. You know, they're just so used to doing things a certain way, and it could be crazy to some people, and that could be a disability to others.
They also get a check there.
Yeah, and most of them are trying to get one. I know you know a couple people that are. And I think that part right there was very fascinating. No, maybe not you. Well, yeah, me and you do know. Me and you do know.
I know a couple of guys.
Yeah, that's trying to get a check for
black men.
Yeah, exactly.
I know it's handicapped.
No, not necessarily handicapped, but trying to get a crazy check. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're trying to say that they're a certain way, and that can all just coincide with that same thing. And then another thing, I guess I'm gonna get to your topic, the exact topic, what you're talking about as far as guys with certain disabilities. I would say to that question, I couldn't answer a yay or a nay, because you just never. I mean, I'm a firm believer of love.
Oh my goodness.
I'm a firm believer of love, and you can't help who you fall in love with. That's just my opinion. So I don't think I could fall in love with somebody that was severely retarded, but I'm talking about somebody that was able to lost the arm. I couldn't say that. You know, it just depends. So and I would even possibly date a blind person. And I'm feeling very uncomfortable. Stickers and stuff in the background, but I know it's your show.
No, I'm tripping off of you said I wouldn't date nobody mentally retarded. I'm like, she's true. Of course, I hope you wouldn't.
But no, I mean, you know, some people. And the thing is that I don't think that disabled people really necessarily have it bad as far as them being by themselves, because the only thing they have to do is really find someone else that is disabled as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of communities.
Well,
there's a lot of centers for even severely retarded people. You know, they find love too, so they have to find love within their own community.
I know that's possible. I'm just tripping off of you saying you won't do it.
Yeah, I what I said was you never know. I said I can't say no, and I'm just.
You said I can't see it. Then you also said, well, I can't not saying mentally
yeah,
retarded.
Explained it. Yeah, I said I can't date anybody severely retarded. But
exactly, so I said you won't do it.
Yeah, no.
Or then you say anything is possible.
I wouldn't do severely retarded. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't do severely retarded. But as to someone as far as with a limb maybe missing through an accident or something like that, then that's a you never can say I couldn't say no because you just never know. So that's just my two cents on it.
Well, yeah. Can I ask you a question, my love?
Sure.
Would you date a blind man?
I can't say no. I just don't know. You know, it's a possibility.
But how you feel at this time of moment?
I'm saying it's an open thing. If somebody came my way and something happened, there were circumstances whereas I, you know, wind up dating someone that fell in love, you know, it is what it is. I mean, blind people can cope, too. There's a lot of
doing better than we
people that can live, you know, a capable, a fulfilling life. So just because, I mean, I believe anybody with a disability, they can live a really good life. It's just all up to them. I know people who don't have, I don't know them personally, but I've read stories about people who lost two legs in accidents. And they decided instead of being, oh, woe is me, to live their life to the fullest. And that's what they've done. So to that, you know, it could be a blind person, but they could be the strongest person in the world. And that's an attraction right there, you know, to see that somebody can overcome and continue to go despite their disabilities.
That's
a beautiful thing. It really is. So
that's a beautiful thing.
Great show. Great show, you guys. And that was my excuse.
There go callers. I got the hook up for you, girl. I'll talk to you later.
But he better have some money. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, I thought you were still on the line.
You heard what she said, Mocha D.
Yeah. You know
she
got to
have some money. That's yeah, called right, a beat for you. So high maintenance.
Like my sister used to say, $100 bills, y'all.
I know.
Well.
Yeah, but you know what's so sad? You know what's sad, Mocha D? I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to let you speak up on it, and then I'm going to take a commercial break. But it's sad when you have two. I take that back. It's sad when you have a blind woman and her husband can see, and she's carrying his child, and she can't even enjoy that moment, and he can see the baby, and she can't.
Well, you know what's sad is when you got a blind man and the woman could see, but she can't talk.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, I'm going to take a commercial break.
We can't even see our sign languages, you know? Huh.
I know. It's sad. I'm going to take a commercial break now. I got some more questions for you. I'm going to open up the phone lines and holler at your girl.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jenkins with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And, baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit soaked. Hey, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you, sugar, this company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up, too, on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call. You hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
I hear ya.
Well, I was to ask, well, how would you feel, Mocha D? Okay. You're in a relationship, right?
Right.
And, you know, you've been in a relationship for a while. How would you feel if you the one that got hurt and lost a leg and an arm? Would you want your man to stay with you, or would you want him to leave?
Well, you know what? I wouldn't be mad at him. You know what I'm saying? I'm seriously, I wouldn't be mad at him. I understand. these are things that you need to talk about prior to really getting together. These are very important conversations to have with your man while he can still see and hear you and still walk over there to do whatever.
Right.
I wouldn't be mad at him. You know, I tell a man, go find you somebody that can climb up or climb down or whatever. Y'all do whatever you do. Because, I mean, seriously, because the chances that I'm going to stay with him is slim to none. Seriously, because
wow.
I like to go and do too many things. And I don't feel, I mean, especially if I already got kids. I done did my pushing in strollers and stuff. Nobody in no stroller and stuff.
So even though you love this man, I mean, basically you said you want to love your man unconditionally.
There you go. I don't want to do it. I don't feel like pushing no grown man in no stroller. I'm only 4'9". I don't feel like I weigh about 112, 13 pounds. I don't feel like pushing this man, and I like big men, big strong men. I don't like pushing this man in no stroller. He's so silly.
In a stroller. I hope he don't be no stroller. I hope he be in a wheelchair.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
In
a
wheelchair.
He's a handicap, huh?
In a wheelchair. Look, forgive me, my wheelchair people. I don't mean no harm. You guys, you got to respect that a woman is going to, you know, love me enough to say, okay, baby, bye. You know, love me enough. Love me. Where my love coming in at?
That's what I'm saying. You said that you don't mind him leaving, but because you understand. So
well,
I
hopefully he'll mind me leaving. Hopefully he'll mind me leaving either.
Right. Wow.
You know what I mean? Come on, sweet Sassy. Think about it for a minute.
I thought about
you,
it.
Actually, at the beginning. Just like if we go like hit San Diego Zoo or something, them hills is no joke.
That's why we love each other unconditionally, because he'll stay home.
Oh, okay.
I'll be back, baby. Keep that bed warm.
I know that's right. No, you're going to keep it warm.
I love you.
Look, he's going to be peeing in the bed. That's going to keep it nice.
Okay, I'll change his seat. So I love him unconditionally.
No,
like
I
said, I can't.
What?
I have to say, I can't see myself getting involved with a handicapped person. But if I'm with you already, you wind up being disabled. I love that person unconditionally. That's just me. And I have had this talk before with my ex-husband, and I would have been there for him as well.
Mm-hmm.
And spending
mm-hmm.
all his money.
Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at you at all. All I'm saying is, America, I just would prefer to have a full-bodied man. That's all. Am I wrong, America?
I mean, no.
Man, you know what I mean? And I hope you guys don't hold this against me, because you know my show coming on Sunday. I'd like lots of listeners. Just know everybody's entitled to what they want and what they feel and how they do what they do.
And you know what, Mocha D? This is Sweet Tea Sassy Diva Talk Show. Like I tell people at the beginning, don't take nothing personal. You know,
everybody
know we ain't all agree on everything. That's what the show is about. If we agree on everything, I think my show would be so boring. So, of course, it's good for you to speak your mind. I'm sure no one out there is going to take it personal. If they do take it personal, you know, they got issues of themselves. So,
right.
It's just keeping 1,000, as you say. Do I have any listeners? I mean, any callers who want to say something?
But you know what? Let me say this before that you do that, Sweet Sassy T. If my phone, I'm going through a bad area right here. So if my phone dies out, Mocha D will be calling back on the line. Give me a couple of minutes, and I will be right back on the line. But go ahead. Check out and see if it's a listener. But you know I'm a motor mouth.
Well, I'm sure it's not, because my girl called it B Night Rider, as she used to call herself back in the days, would have probably let me know something.
You have no callers.
None at all.
None
at all. And it's Night Rider.
Okay.
It is my pleasure.
You know, a lot of people don't want to, you know, talk about this sensitive topic.
I know
a lot of people probably just, you know, probably scared that somebody going to beat them up next, though, you know? So, you know, I ain't mad at you. But what I wanted to say to you, Mocha D, it's a story I wanted to tell you about a handicapped girl. I mean, I was reading something, and she was saying that back in the day, she used to be conceited and arrogant. She thought she was God gifts to man, and she always let the good ones pass her by and always choose the wrong ones because she liked those thugs, those bad boys, and all the good ones to pass her by. So one day she, you know, fell in love, got married, everything, you know, even though he was dark out because she picked the wrong one. So, you know, she wound up getting in the car accident, and she actually did lose her leg. And now she's saying to herself that now her husband left her, and now she found herself alone, and she wound up passing up the good ones and choose the wrong one. So now she's had pity of herself, and the person who used to be arrogant and conceited is losing the leg now. Now she can't do the things that she wanted to do. If she can, if she learned to love herself, but she decided to just be miserable and have a flashback to all the fun that she had. Yep. That's crazy. So I'm going to take another quick commercial break, and I'll get back with you. Wow. Miss you, MJ. Rest in peace. Mocha D, is you with me?
Mocha D is in the building. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I know you probably dropped. You probably didn't hear what I was saying, or maybe
you know what?
You did.
I did not. I apologize. My phone died. I knew it was going to happen because you was coming in and out in the beginning. So what I did was I ran to the car because I was in like a tunnel going through the tunnel. So I ran inside the car. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm just on Tuscaloosa. Part of it, make a long story short. I'm just this lady that was saying that she used to be arrogant and conceited. She thought she was God gives the man and she did everything. She always passed, you know, the good guys by. You know, she wound up marrying the wrong guy. He wound up leaving her when she got a car accident because she wound up losing her leg. Now she's, you know, basically she just not loving herself like she used to. That's what I was saying. So. That's a tough situation where you know, it's, I think about it sometimes, like, what would I do? I know one thing I know I definitely can't accept if, I think I'd be okay if I was missing an arm or a leg and, you know, want to still live to see my kids grow older and all that, but I don't think I can deal with being blind. If I could already see and then I wind up being blind, I think the not seeing my kids and knowing how they already looked and then being blind, I don't think I can do that. Could you?
Well, you know what? The only good thing I can probably think about as far as being blind is I have a few complexes. I wouldn't have those many complexes if I was blind, and I would probably get a lot more rest if I was blind, more than likely. So those are the only two things that I would find good out of being blind. It's a lot of ugliness I wouldn't see. But I ain't talking about the kind that's, you know, in your mind. I'm talking about as far as things that, because I got some complexes. I don't want to even get into that. That'd be another show. That's a whole new show. But some, I don't even really, you know what, Sweet Sassy T, you don't know this about me, but I don't even, yes, you do, as a matter of fact. I don't look in the mirror that much. I don't look in the mirror that much.
Wait. The Mocha D that I know and I was growing up around who would be looking in the mirror and talking about, oh, you gorgeous and all that stuff. My whole point is you're looking in that mirror.
Okay, but see, I thought you knew me. I thought you knew the real me. I thought you knew Ramona Simpson, okay? But that's cool.
I don't focus on the negative part. I focus on the positive.
Okay, well, that's cool. But what I'm saying, it's not negative. Actually, it's some deep-rooted stuff, you know what I mean? No, what I'm saying is it's all in the sense of how you consider negative because, well, it's just more deep-rooted than that. And I thought you knew that. That's why I said I believe you do know, but I guess you don't. But I don't really be – when I look in the mirror, like if I'm with you and we're just tripping, looking in the mirror and singing or whatever or doing our hair or whatever, that's a more fictitious person that I'm just – it's just for the moment. It's just for the moment. But when I'm by myself – I don't see what I see because I know you love me. You know what I mean? I don't see what I see when I'm in the mirror with you, you know, because you're always pumping me up and I'm pumping you up and we're just having fun and it's just a girl thing, we're tripping or whatever. But when I'm by myself, I don't see all that.
So that's why you don't mind being blind?
Is that kind of crazy? Anyway.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, actually, I said, so those were the two things that I said I would probably get out of there, but there's a lot of things that I see that I feel like is ugly. I know I'm not no monster, but I don't see no attraction like that. So I wouldn't mind, and then that would probably help me if I don't see it all the time. It would probably
What about seeing your grandkids and stuff like
that?
Well, that is,
I told you I said a couple of beautiful things. That would be the sad things. That would be the sad things, you know. But thank God for memory, you know.
You'd never seen them.
Their beauty. I wasn't acting like it was going to happen tomorrow. I was saying in the future if I had them. I was just banking on if I had them, it would be an awful thing. And even more sadder if I got the grandkids when I became blind. I had grandkids. That would be a sad thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be sad. I just thank God it is what it is. You know what I mean? And enjoy the day. And right now, for what we have, we just have to appreciate everything. That's why it's so important. That's what they say, you know? Smell the trees.
Yeah, so I try to teach my kids that. When she be like, I can't walk, mommy. See, I be like, I teach them at an early age. Hey, don't play like that. People take their ears and eyes and hands for granted. And we really do. I can really say a lot of people does, because I know I do. Like, we just think our ears and eyes and arms don't be here forever because we're so used to it being a part of us. But we don't think, okay, one day it's a possibility that we can lose one of anything on our body. So.
Exactly. Yeah. I just visualize kids playing that little game. You know, we used to play a game with a little, I can't see.
Right.
If I knock you down, don't you blame it on me. And while we playing that little game, we bump into a blind person. Now, that wouldn't be right, you know. I know that sounds a little crazy, but imagine that you playing that game, I can't see, and you literally bump into a blind person.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what to tell you on that
note. Some of the games that we play, that's my point I'm trying to make, some of the games that we play are really not funny, and they're really not nice.
And that's why I'm teaching my kids at, you know, early age, because a lot of parents out there that probably don't really teach their kids about not to play like that, because they let kids be kids. But I see my kids doing it. I'm just like, I'm real sensitive sometimes in that area. Like, I was like, don't play like that, because it's possible that you can be that person. You just never know. So be grateful for what you have at the time and moment. And that's why I was saying we take a lot of things for granted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you another question, Mocha D. You know,
what is this?
You know, I was going to say, how would you feel the people who, like, with their mom or dad get a certain age and then they get handicapped, would you think they should put them in a foster home? Or,
well,
I mean, not foster home, but the old folks home.
I know what you mean. You know what? That's funny you would say that, because I have, you know, 5 daughters, really. And my 19-year-old daughter told me the other day that she was going to put me in a home when I got older. And she said it in a little joking way, and it's not funny. But I told my daughter, I said, that's funny, because you won't get a chance with me in a home, because if I have to depend on you or a home, I will kill myself. You know,
wow,
I don't,
you missed that?
I don't. She didn't, but I did. I would not trust them to take care of me in a home. I've worked, you know, with Alzheimer's and dementia people, and it's sad. It's absolutely sad what they do to our elders and to our people that's in rehab as well. Not even just the elder people, people in rehab. It's absolutely insane how some of them treat people. I mean, I remember when I was working at a facility, and I'm not going to put them on the, oh, what the heck, Manor Care Rehabilitation Center in Hemet, California. You know, I used to go down.
Because at the end of that sentence, you put bass in your voice. I'm like, okay, she's trying to get them too.
I'm so mad at them. Listen, this particular resident, and they used to call them all patients, and I was like, you guys really need to knock it off calling them patients. You know what I mean?
Right.
But when their family come, they start calling them residents. That's
Ooh,
the funny part.
Are you serious?
Yeah, cold. They're cold. Girl, when the parents come, when the family come, they get to dressing them up so nice, because they have been drooling and having bowel movements and everything prior to the family coming over there. That's why it's so important, America, to surprise those goddamn CNAs and nurses and doctors. You guys surprise them, and you'll be surprised what the heck they're going through. I remember one particular family came, and their handicapped mom was banging her wheelchair up against the wall because she was stuck. She couldn't get out of that little tight room that they had her in. So she's just going back and forth. And I heard something. I was in my office, and I heard something like, man, just like,
right.
And I'm like, what is that? And I'm going down the hall, and I said, what's going on down here? They was like, I don't know. How come you don't know? So I'm going down the hall, it's getting louder, and I go down there. This lady got her head bent down, like in the wheelchair. She had a crook in her neck, and I mean,
oh,
you know how some old people get that big bump in that bone in their neck and their back and every hump in it. She was practically, her head was practically inside. Looked like she was going to go inside her chest. So she was bent down that much, falling out, soaking wet, and she was slamming her wheelchair against the wall, trying to get some attention, crying like a baby.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so mad at them. I said, you know what? I should put you in that type of position. That's how mad I was. How would you like that? How would you like that? And I could not believe how she was. And their families came up in there. Their family came up in there because the nurses weren't here. And they was like, oh, I didn't know. You know, and her light was on also. So they ignored her light and ignored the noise. And she was like, oh, I'll take her here now. And I'm so happy the family came. And I told that CNA, I said, no. Just finish doing what you're doing. I made sure the family saw what happened.
Wow.
I made sure they saw what happened.
And what
sorry.
They said?
The girl, it was on. It was on. This, we're talking lawsuits. We're talking some serious stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
bad. I told these parents, I said, you know what, there, you can always make a phone call. Omnibusman or whatever you call it. Ombudsman or Omnibusman. That's, you know, when you call and
right,
report.
You connect them.
Yeah, you can report all this abuse on the elders. It's, you know what, that's my heart.
How long did you work there?
I was there for about 3 years. Three long years.
So you've seen a lot of stuff then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen. I had to get up out of there. I had to get out of there because I was, and I get very attached because I love this elder,
right.
Like I love the babies. And I found myself like after I cooked dinner at home, I was, you know, you're not supposed to be on the facility after you're off work, really. You're not supposed to be on the facility because they know people get attached and they can accuse you of anything. Why are you here? And I used to sneak in there and bring them stuff because they were hungry. And they,
dang.
You know,
what's
going on?
Wow,
yeah.
I was all
against the rules. I was all against the regulations.
You mean
I didn't
tell me they just got them just not eating like they should and not dressing them, not bathing them, and not literally getting a check for nothing.
Bed sores out of this. And it's so sad because one of the families, they had told someone that they didn't want him to be resuscitated if he was to die. They didn't want to resuscitate him, just let him die. And I always thought that was cruel, but whatever. You know, that's their choice, and it hurts my heart, but they said don't resuscitate him. So these people up at Medicare Rehabilitation Center in Hemet, California, they wouldn't put nothing in his mouth, nothing in his mouth. That guy was my friend. I watched him go from healthy like us, like not completely, you know what I mean, but talking.
Right.
He was in his right state of mind, but he was handicapped. So I'm watching, and he was a senior. So I'm watching him talk to me all the time, playing cards, playing, you know, little chess games and stuff like that, to a vegetable state. And they wouldn't put a drip. And he used to be looking at me, and he was just, ooh, ooh, ooh. So I'd get a little rag, and I put a little drip on his mouth. I'm like, whatever. Do what you got to do to me. Fire me,
please.
First
of all, they shouldn't even have the right to fire you. That's what that place is for, right? To help people.
Oh, girl.
Leave they mom or they father theirs and think they don't be able to. But, you know, I heard a lot of stories about the old folks' home. So this is crazy.
Let's go to commercial. I can't take it. Let's go to commercial.
No, for real. That's just.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's terrible.
I mean, like, if they're not taking care of them, what would they do to their own mother or father?
Yeah, but this is all tied into, can you be with one of the handicapped person? Now, that's somebody's wife. They had wives as well that used to come up there, understand that. They had wives and they had husbands that used to come up there. And you know what? It was one particular family they were Russian, I believe. This one, I loved the wife. She loved her husband, loved him. And he was a drooler and a wetter, you know what I mean? Meaning
right.
he really looked like someone you don't want to kiss. But she literally would take her hand and wipe his everything. She loved her husband.
That's
so
unconditional love I was sending you earlier
about. That's it. And she did that, and I'm not mad at her. And I'm not going to say I would have did it. But she loved her husband. Now, am I saying I really don't love my husband if I don't do that? No. I have a weak system, America.
But you
I do, and you do too. Sweet, sweet sassy T, keep it 1,000. You got
I never said I have a weak stomach. But the key word is that's where that unconditionally love come from.
And you know, Carla B, I'm gonna get her. You know, Carla B is not. Listen, Carla B, System America. She is a. She got OCD. Or is that what you call? Carla B don't touch nothing. She will put a glove on in a minute.
I don't know what she said. She said if he got money, her handicap man got money. I'm sure she her wife.
I have to tune in to this one just to be able to speak on my own behalf. I would appreciate it if you keep my name out your mouth for this show. Keep my name out your mouth. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I love you, though.
Hey, look. Carla B, had you not come in, I was about to say that you have rubber gloves in your purse. You was not playing. She's not touching nothing. But anyway,
this past year, I've had to endure a lot, so I think my OCD is gone.
Okay, it's
a lot
good.
Of slimy people in the industry, but okay, I'm gone.
Okay, of course it's for you, Mocha D.
I'm gonna find out. Hey, Carla B, I'm going to find out if it's gone on this special date I got for you, because I got somebody I want you to meet. I'm going to find out what this show has validated the fact that this needs to be a wonderful date. It's going to be a wonderful date. We're going to have part two.
Right. Okay, question for you, Mocha D.
What?
How would you feel if you're, because it happened to me, but thank God my daughter is a healthy baby, child. I was pregnant with her, and the doctor was saying that she was going to have a hole in her brain and then she probably could never move her back. Yeah, they called me and said that. And then one time they called me and said something about her spine. They were telling me, I remember I called me my sister and crying, and then they asked me, do I want an abortion? And I said no, but the father of my child was like, yeah, we don't want to raise no handicapped baby, whatever. And I was like, ooh, he said we can make another one. I'm like, who said I want to make another with you? So my whole family in Chicago, Georgia, my family was there. We was crying. You know, you was in California. I moved back to Chicago. And, I should have sued the hospital because he called me like he was for sure that he said something about her spine at first and like she had never ever walked and stuff like that. And so then he called back and a week later, me crying about it and debating what should I do. Then he turned around and said she probably have a hole in her brain. I'm like, excuse me. So he was like, do you want an abortion? And I was like, no. And I prayed about it and everything, and it's nothing wrong with my daughter. Nothing. Well, what if I did say I want an abortion? So what would you do if you wind up having a handicapped baby? Oh, I know how you would do your man, but how would you do your child?
Ooh, you own Mocha D. Now, see, here's the thing. You said if I wound up having a handicapped man, but now, meaning that he was perfectly healthy in the beginning, but hopefully we'll have some years of some good times. Now, if I was pregnant and they said my daughter was going to be, like, mentally retarded or handicapped.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people, and this is how big my heart is. There's a lot of people that can do it. A lot of people that can do it. And the great thing is, not necessarily the great thing, but they also can't have kids. So there's a lot of people that cannot have kids that's willing to take care of a child in any condition. I would deliver that child, and I would give them that child. I can't, Sweet Sassy T, I can't do it. I can't do it. And maybe God will equip me because he said he won't put more on you than you can handle. So let me not talk so fast. Maybe I will be able at that point to do it. But right off the bat, me saying right out of my mouth, no. I don't want to raise a retarded or a handicapped, a severely retarded or severely disabled. No, you know the ones with them little short arms, the little snub arms, and some of the arms, just legs just gone. I'm so thankful.
No,
that
ain't that a midget? I mean...
No. I'm talking about they don't even have one. They didn't even fully develop. Or the hand is right here where the shoulder is or something.
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, no, and I'm a comedian. I might say something. I can't do this. God knows I love everybody. I can. I'll give them to one of them families. Perhaps, it all depends on how retarded that child is. I might terminate that pregnancy.
Oh, yeah?
I possibly may. But see, in your case, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, in your case, if you had terminated it, he was lying. He was wrong. And here she is, perfectly normal.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You never know.
So. Now, if I was a single mom having that child and they told me it was retarded, I probably would have had a moment to marinate.
I know we're taking over the show, but I do have a caller. I'm going to go ahead and let that person speak up.
Hey, Sweet Tea, really quick before we bring Yummy in, I just wanted to touch
Yummy.
On that last, that's the caller's name, but I just wanted to touch on that last statement that you made in regards to what the doctor said. That is so sad. But for anybody out there that's
I remember.
I just want to say for anybody out there that may be listening to the show and that had and something like that, you're experiencing something like that now, just know that you can always get a second opinion. For what that one doctor say. Get a second opinion.
But you know
opinion.
What, Carla B? They took me to all the top doctors in Chicago. I'm not lying.
Right.
All of them. And they were saying this.
Yeah. That's
wow.
What you always get. I mean, if it was that situation, if you have multiple doctors that, you know, and if you did get an abortion and it came out. Yeah, but most of the time, one doctor's diagnosis is not necessarily the next doctor's diagnosis. So I just wanted to put that on their heart to let them know that they can get a second opinion. And I'm going to go ahead and get off the line because you have about 2 minutes. And here is Yummy.
Yummy.
Hello?
Hello? Yummy?
Hello, yes. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Miss Sweet Tea?
That's me. Yummy.
How's everything with you? I've been listening, but I'm trying to, I kind of don't understand. Are you saying that you won't have a baby by somebody disabled or?
No, what I'm saying is, see, the top of the show, you know, I flipped the script. Close to the end because at the beginning I was talking about would you be able to date a handicapped person? Would you ever be able to date anyone handicapped?
Well, it'd be nice and, you know, that don't mean that your child will come handicapped because he handicapped.
No, I'm not saying you're, you know, like I said, I flipped the script later on. I was just saying would you carry a handicapped? But what I was saying at the beginning, would you date a handicapped guy? It don't have nothing to do with kids. Just would you
date
be
a
able to do?
Guy, if he was nice.
Okay. So
though.
Yeah, well, it depends how you feeling. So what could you accept?
Well, I can accept a lot of stuff, but I can't accept the drooling. I can't accept the schizophrenia. I can't accept him, you know, eating his feces in the street or something like that. I can't accept that, but I can accept he probably got a little hand or something like that. He might, you know, probably put a glove on him. He'd be all right, you know. But, hey, you might have a good heart. You never know. You can't discriminate nowadays. You know, some people, you know, they need love, too. You know what I'm saying? Just like fat girls need love, too.
I love
can't discriminate.
Thanks for calling me, Yummy. This is the end of
Thank
my
you
show.
So much.
You couldn't say it no better with a pretty rare bone. And around that time, Uncle D used to do it. But thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. Holla at your girl. Love you, Uncle D. Bye,
Yummy.
I
love you, too.
Bye.
Uncle D is leaving the building.
I'm gonna keep you in my prayers. I'm gonna show you how I do it. I'm gonna show you how I do it.
I should quit. Lot of good that did. They said I was just a young, dumb, fat, black kid. Black parachute, man, Yankee cap, back with a neighborhood crackhead. Told me,
go ahead, get it.
You make money or take money when you're hungry to receive. It's a gift. Ain't no question that I love me a steak from Ruth Chris. My cut is the porterhouse or a thick red bone. Small wastewater mouth with the bubble. I see it through a dress very subtle. She calling up a homegirl. We in our own world. I got guests in a very big bathtub. Boom. Four hand back rub. Look at her back, you can see my name tatted on. Pulling down her pants, you think I have a magic wand. Pulling rabbits out the hat. My eyes bloodshot like the Cadillac is black. This that 21 shot, 21 got funeral. XXI, write it out, Roman numero, yeah. And I could give up what they saying. And I could give up what they saying.
I got it all for you. Treats for your trickery, your left hand, handshake, grip, very slippery. And I could give up what they saying. And I can give up the game.
But look at where it got us. It's money over, but it's family beef $4. I got a bad chick, and I taught her to live modest. Brown coach bag, dinner at Benihana's. She look up at the sunset, walk on the beach. The things that I taught to my children, she will teach. I got a bad chick, I tell her God bless. She keep her legs closed, and she see me not yet. Let that beat ride, ride. You know I had to let that beat ride, ride. And you carried the hell out of that baby. 9 months loving, living right on a daily. Me and my baby girl, like Eminem and Haley to the death. On every waking breath, my Lord. I got a model called Do It to the Death. Y'all know I got a model called Do It to the Death.
I got a hug for your head, treats for your chicory, your left hand, handshake, grip, very slippery. And I could give up what they are saying. And I could give up what they are saying.
I got fat, why y'all lost weight? My feet elevated, watching Bob Ross paint.
And I could give up what they are saying. And I could give up what they are saying.
Yeah. Give me 20 on pump number 8. Got a quarter tank of gas and I'm straight. All that I need is a few gallons to make enough moves for a year. And end up somewhere chilling in the islands where exotic herbs bring me sanity. My feet fall asleep hanging from the canopy. Why can't it be more people with a vision like my own? We can start a new breed, create us a new home. Yeah. I might just let him look into my stem cell. Research to make a futuristic Denzel. I hear the Lord's breath every time I inhale. This action movie, we waiting for it to end well. Generation drug trade, blessed by a demon. We rose up through the crack like a rose in the semen. Blessed by a demon. We rose up through the crack like a rose in the semen.